to the vibration of one's core, regardless of what's going on around. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I think that the loneliest thing in the whole world, you can say to yourself or even to another, I think that the loneliest thing in the whole world would be to believe that I have to fix all of those things before I can feel good, because I know that that is impossible, and that is deep despair, mm-hmm. not just loneliness.
Right.
But when I understand that I don't have to fix mm-hmm. anything, I just have to tune myself into vibrational alignment with who I am, now I've got it. In other words, can you feel the power and the freedom of recognizing that it's just your vibration that you've got to be in charge of, and that
right.
and that you can be in charge of that pretty easily?
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Second row, yes.
Abraham, the last time I was in the hot seat, you told me I was screwed up. So
that doesn't sound like us.
I know. And it was
You must have been asking for it.
I was. And it was embarrassing, so I'm putting myself out there again, and hopefully I'm less screwed up now. And my friend said when I got back
Can you put it into context, or are you just going to leave us hanging out there looking like a rotten entity?
You said if we were in your physical shoes and as screwed up as you, and then you said some other things, and
We have a feeling that you've just been going on and on for so long that we're just trying to evoke from you some clarity.
Well, my friends said when I got back to my seat, they didn't mean you, they meant all of us in physical.
We more or less meant you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew that.
Well, but you were asking for it because
I know.
Because you understand these laws of the universe, and you understand the power of thought, and you know what to do. But you, like getting in the middle of other people's lives and making their lives more important to you.
It was my children we were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's still my children. But I am doing better. I am doing better, and I wanted you to tell me that I'm doing better, of course.
You're doing better.
I wanted you to say you're
doing
you're
better.
Much less
you're doing,
screwed up.
You're doing so much better. You're doing really a lot better. You're doing really, really,
Thank
really
you.
Good. We've never known anyone who was doing as good as you're doing. The progress between where you were and where you are is staggering.
And I'll be listening to this many times on the DVD.
And please, tell others we were encouraging to you, please. Actually.
Uh-oh.
Oh, they're
uh-oh.
Ready. Don't you think she asks for it?
Yes.
You are doing extremely well.
I know. I actually know I'm doing better. My daughter that we were talking about the last time, she had just quit school, and I was conflicted about that and everything. And then she was supposed to come with me on this cruise. And I was so excited about that, and I made that my excuse to feel good, or I looked at that circumstance that my daughter's going to come with me on this cruise, and we're going to have this wonderful time, and that was my reason to feel good. And then when she decided not to come, I very temporarily went upstream. And I was really proud of myself that it was so temporary, that after that I just said, but there are so many positive aspects of her not coming. I'm going to go by myself, and all my friends are going to be there, and it's going to be, I did it much faster, the pivoting much more quickly and sort of more smoothly than I've done it in the past, and I wanted to pat myself on the back for that. So I'm less screwed up, right? Thank you. But really, the question I wanted to ask you is, on the Mexican cruise, you did this wonderful thing for us what did someone call it, something really good, vibration-raising experience, where you amped up the energy in the room. Could you do that for us again?
Oh, you're far too screwed up for that.